The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has compiled a study that suggests the nation needs to spend billions of dollars improving navigation on the Upper Mississippi River. It would expand or add locks at dams on the Mississippi from Minnesota to just above St. Louis, Missouri. The Corps has similar plans for the Illinois River, which stretches from near Chicago to near St. Louis. Towboats push barges full of grain downstream, carrying 60% of the nation's grain exports. They use the Mississippi Lock and Dam System, which was built in the 1930s. The Corps of Engineers built the Lock and Dam System to ensure the water would remain deep enough to keep barge traffic moving year-round. The locks that allowed barges through the dams were adequate for the time, but today, towboats are pushing groups of barges twice as long as they were in the 1930s. To get through the locks, they must separate into groups and then reconnect on the other side. Denny Lundberg is the project manager of the Corps' navigation study. He says the Mississippi River system is an important corridor for the grain trade, and the aging current locks could put Midwest farmers at a disadvantage.
And what the Mississippi River does, it provides a transportation system for certain key exports and helps the nation's balance of trade. And it does this by saving roughly 60 to 70% of the cost of shipping over that same distance by rail. So the existing system out there generates about $1 billion annual transportation cost savings to the nation.
Farmers are in favor of expanding the locks. Gerald Tumbleson farms in southern Minnesota. He attended a public hearing on the Corps' recommendations.
The problems of the system now is that it's too slow. Now, you might say you delayed an hour or two on a barge or something like that, but when you start adding those up over a period of time, that's a lot of hours.
Tumbleson says that delays lead to increased transportation costs, bringing down the price he can get for his products. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers proposal would speed up the system by building 7 new locks and 5 lock extensions, as well as other smaller measures to speed river navigation. The Corps' proposal also includes money to help restore some of the ecosystems that have been damaged by the Corps' navigation projects in the past. But many environmentalists are skeptical that anything will be done for the environment. In a study called Twice Cooked Pork, a coalition of environmental and taxpayer groups say they found major flaws with the Corps' conclusions in its proposal. The groups say that barge traffic on the river is declining, not increasing. They say there's more domestic demand for grain and other products, so there's not as great a need to ship it downriver. And the groups say the project will be the most expensive waterway project in history, but will only benefit the barge industry. And, they add, it will benefit the Corps itself. Mark Muller of the Institute of Agriculture and Trade Policy is skeptical that the proposed project would have any benefit for people like farmer Gerald Tumbleson.
And I don't think it really matters if we have longer locks or not. That doesn't mean our exports are going to increase. And so unless we have an increase in exports, we're not going to have any benefits to farm income.
Critics say, given the Army Corps of Engineers' history, there's plenty of reason to be skeptical of the Corps' findings. In 2000, a whistleblower within the Corps revealed he was pressured to falsify statistics to justify spending billions of dollars on Corps projects along the Mississippi. Further investigation by both the Pentagon and the National Research Council revealed widespread flaws and corruption in the Corps' research and methodology. But the Corps says the current proposal came after many public hearings and extensive consultation with other federal agencies, such as the Environmental Protection Agency. The Army Corps of Engineers Denny Lundberg says those public meetings and discussions had a role in developing the current proposal.
And we have taken that and developed a combined plan to try to seek a balance out on the river. So this integrated plan really serves as a framework for being able to operate and maintain the system both for navigation and for the environment.
The Corps will continue taking public comments on the draft report until July 30th. In the fall, they will present their final report to Congress, which has the final say on the river's future. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Catherine Glover.